On March 18th, 2011, this is Polling You number 54. Welcome, Bridge friends. It's Michael at Bridge Hands. And on day three, let's continue our discussion on avoidance, elimination, and end plays. Okay, so let's begin with a recap looking at some of the methods we have to win extra tricks using end play in similar scenarios. First would be temporarily ducking a trick that we might win. Instead of taking the trick, sometimes by putting the opponents in the lead, we have opportunities to take extra tricks. Similarly, choosing when to throw the opponents in the lead. Perhaps trick 8, 9, 10. If we let the opponents into the lead or throw them into the lead at that time, we might be able to get additional tricks on finesses, or perhaps force them into a rough and slough scenario. And third, allowing a non-dangerous opponent into the lead so that we don't have to take a finesse at all. We let an opponent into the lead, and no matter which card they play, our tennis for a finesse is guaranteed to win a trick. Let's begin with a brief review of some of the hands we've previously discussed. First off, promotion of a suit. Let's say we have Jack third, opposite Queen third. We need one trick. If we have to lead to this suit ourselves, how many tricks do you think we're likely to make? We're not going to make two tricks. We're only going to make one trick, 49%. However, if we can do an end play and we can cause the opponents to lead the suit, then we can have a 100% chance. Does it matter which side leads the suit? No, not really. As long as they lead the suit, we can duck the first time around. They play from the other side. We can duck the second time around. And by the third trick, by the third time the suit is played, we've earned a trick. Next, let's take a look at the review of a two-way finesse. We have Ace-Jack Little opposite King-10 Little. We're missing the queen. What's the chances of guessing the queen? Yes, it's 50%. It could be over on the left, over on the west side. It could be on the right, over on the east side. We don't know, unless perhaps by leads or by a bid that's been made by the opponents, we have some telltale indication. How can we get that up to 100%? Well, if we can do an end play, then it doesn't really matter which side the lead is coming from. Okay, let's take a look where we have a couple small cards opposite perhaps the king and one other. What's our chances to make one trick here? Correct, it's 50%. If the ace is behind the king, it's offside, then we're going to lose the trick. If the ace is over here in the right-hand side, over with east, we are going to win a trick. How can we get our odds up to 100%? You got it, the end play. So if we can force the player over on the left side in the west hand to be on lead, if they win with the ace, our king is good for the next trick. If they underlead the ace, our king being in fourth seat is guaranteed to get a trick. So if we have some way of knowing that this player is the dangerous opponent, perhaps by the bidding or the play, or perhaps the play on another suit where we force the person over on the west side to get into the lead, then we know that our king is in a safe position. Repeated finesses. You'll recall that if we have a suit such as Ace Jack 10 opposite 3 Little, we can do a finesse. If it fails the first time, well, we can try again. And by the second time, 76% of the time, we'll be able to get two tricks off a suit. So now let's take a look at the same cards, but in different hands, that is with split honors. We know that we like honors connected rather than disassociated between the hands. So ace third, opposite jack 10 third. Now what's our odds? Yes, it's low. It's down to 10%. So how do we get it up to 76% as though they were in the same hands? Right again, the end play. Does it matter which hand the lead comes from? No, not really. It's bidirectional. So if we have the lead that's coming from the west over on the left-hand side, we play low. We duck our ace. They go up with the king or the queen. Then the next trick, we can do the same type of finesse as we did if they were in the same hand. If the lead comes from the east hand over on the right, we play the 10 or the jack. When it's covered, we can then win our ace. Assuming we can get to the north hand, we can lead that way, and we have a 76% chance to take two tricks. Very good. Okay, let's recap with our knowledge so far. We spoke about queen third opposite jack third. 49% will get one trick. The rest, we won't get any. However, if we have them lead the suit, we have a 100% chance to make one trick. How about ace jack little opposite king ten little? We're missing the queen. A 50% chance to make two tricks. To make 100% of the time, we need to throw them in the lead and force them to lead this suit. Ace and two little opposite jack ten little. 10% chance to take two tricks. We can bring that up to 76% chance if we can force them to lead the suit. And king little opposite two little, a 50% chance to make a finesse if we can have the player to the left of the king forced to be in the lead. This is a positional lead. Then we have a 100% chance to make a trick. Okay, let's add a couple more to round out our end play finesse scenarios. First, queen jack third opposite three little. Think about how that suit might be able to be played, what your odds are to make one trick, whether you lead the suit or they do. And how about something less than ace jack 10? How about ace jack 9 in a hand? Let's look at that one also. Okay, here we go. So in our next hand, we're going to look at one off of our typical repeated finesse scenario. But before we do, let's go ahead and recap our repeated finesses. We spoke about the ace-jack-10 combination. And we have three little opposite where we can try the finesse once. If it fails, we can try a second. As long as the king-queen are not behind us, we're in good shape. Similarly, it could be ace-queen-10. Same odds, same basic pattern. A third option would be king-jack-9. Well, here we have three honors that are outstanding. The odds aren't quite as good. Rather than being 76% chance, it still is 25%. Worth a noble effort if we need to take the shot at it. So with that as a foundation, let's go ahead and look at our next hand. Okay, here's a similar pattern, but rather than ace jack 10, it's ace jack 9 opposite three little. What are we going to do here? Well, if we play low towards the 9, if the 10 is on side, well, we still have a 38% chance to get two tricks, but how can we get it up to 76% chance? Right. Here's a bidirectional play once again. If we can cause either one of the opponents to be in the lead, let's say the lead comes from the west over on the left. We play low. If the 10 is exposed, we have a 50% chance of capturing two tricks, provided that east and west each have a split king-queen. Okay. Well, 76% chance, that's good. 3 out of 4 times plus. Would you like it higher? 80, 90, 100% chance to take two tricks? Okay, here we go. What we're going to do is we're going to try a finesse with a throw-in. If we can throw in, which player do you think? Yes, the east player over on the right. If we can throw in the east player on the right on the lead, and they have to lead this suit, we're guaranteed to get two tricks. They have to finesse themselves. We come back to our hand, and oh, by the way, this is positional, means that we can re-enter the south hand in another suit. They finesse themselves once. We come and play the suit a second time. We can then be guaranteed to get two tricks 100% of the time. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? On our next hand, queen jack little against three little. Our odds to make one trick, 76% chance. To make an end play, right, goes up to 100% chance. Would you think this is bidirectional, or would you think it would be positional? Correct. It's bidirectional. As long as we can have the opponents lead the suit from either side, we have a 100% chance to make one trick. Uh-oh. More suit combinations? No, not really. No, we've discussed plenty enough card combinations for finesses and repeated finesses and how they apply, and we can get better odds by using end plays. So here we see some more different possibilities. The first two, we're missing 3 of the top 6. The second two, we're missing 4 of the top 7. The techniques that you've used already would apply to these and any others. The point is, when you can get the opponents to break the suit, you have a better chance of increasing your odds. And with the right-hand opponent that's in the lead, when you have suit combinations like this held in one hand, by all means, if you can throw that opponent in, your odds will go up. So are you thinking what I'm thinking? Right, it's about time to hit the tables, isn't it? Let's summarize what we've picked up today. We use NPLAYS when we have nothing else to lose by trying, or perhaps we require an extra trick or tricks to make a contract, a part score, a game, a slam, or maybe we're duplicate players looking for an extra trick. Sometimes we have a dangerous opponent based upon the bidding, the play, or maybe we just have an unguarded honor in our hand. If our right-hand opponent gets in, drives through our unguarded, unprotected honor, they're going to peel off a bunch of tricks, either through promotion, or maybe we just worry about a rough coming in if our left-hand opponent gets in. What are the requirements for end plays? Well, mirrored, side, suit, shape, as well as extra trump tricks. And other factors to consider? Counting and discards. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed part one of our lesson today. For free, premium, and ultra members, we have animated video with bidding and play. The video commentary and downloadable files are guaranteed to reinforce your understanding with at-the-table, hands-on bidding, and play exercises. And if you're not currently a member, you can enjoy membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.